Chapter 7. Financial IQ Number 5. Improving Your Financial Information. In January of 1972, I was transferred from Camp Pendleton, California, to an aircraft carrier off the coast of Vietnam. My primary job on board the carrier was as a helicopter gunship pilot. My primary mission was to fly as an escort for the larger troop helicopters. My secondary job was as an assistant to the squadron's top secret information officer. It was an extremely interesting job. For hours on end, we would sit, listen, observe, gather, and process top secret information. At regular intervals during the day and the night, we gave briefings to the commanding officer and his team. Our job was to take raw data from the war and turn it into relevant information. As an information officer, I gained a tremendous respect for information. Prior to Vietnam, I never thought much about the subject. In school, I thought the study of information was a joke. To me, information was just data, mindless facts and figures, dates and times to be memorized in order to pass tests. In Vietnam, information could mean life or death for my fellow pilots. Today, I believe that I am a better entrepreneur and investor because of my position as information officer. Today, I know that information can mean life or death in war, and the difference between being rich or poor in business. While at war, the amount of information we had to process was staggering. Very quickly, we had to learn how to sort, categorize, discard, and process tremendous amounts of information from multiple and varied sources. To handle information overload, the military puts a great amount of effort into classifying information. Without classification, all information is equal and virtually worthless. As an information officer in Vietnam, I learned to classify information according to a set of characteristics. They are: Number 1. Time. In war and in business, information can be useful one minute and obsolete the next. War is fluid, always moving. So is business and investing. Enemy troops can be one place today and 100 miles away tomorrow. In business, a business advantage can be priceless today and worthless tomorrow. Number 2. Credibility. We had to know who the information came from. Were our sources credible and reliable? Unfortunately, in the world of money, most people get their financial information from people they work with or salespeople. They may be good, honest people, but they are not credible or reliable sources of financial information. Number 3. Classification. In the military, I learned to sort information into categories. For example, top secret information was only available to those with top secret clearances. In the world of business and investing, top secret or classified information is known as insider information. When the average investor hears the term, he or she thinks of illegal information, and sometimes it is. Insider information is illegal when a person receives information from someone inside a public company and uses it to buy or sell that company's shares. In reality, all information is inside information. A more important question is, how far from the inside are you? By the time a person hears a hot tip about a company's new product or news that a company is in trouble, people on the inside and close to the inside have already traded on that information. The battle has already been won, and the average investor has lost. Let me make it clear that I do not encourage or condone illegal insider trading. The distinction I want to make is about the importance of being on the inside and getting close to the information. One of the reasons I love being an entrepreneur and a real estate investor is because I am a legal insider who can trade on inside information. Since I am not a public company, I can also freely tell my friends what I know and how I am investing. One of the main reasons my rich dad encouraged me to develop my financial intelligence is so I could have access to inside information. The closer to the inside your information, the richer you become. Number 4. Relative information. Watching battlefield information change day by day, we as information officers were able to interpret past and present information to forecast future information. For example, if we knew that the enemy troops were in one position on Tuesday, another position on Wednesday, and another position on Thursday, we could begin to predict where they were going and what their objectives might be. In other words, we had to know how information related to other information. In the world of business and investing, this past, present, and future information gathering is known as watching the trends. Number 5. Deceptive information. In war, the enemy would often try to deceive us by sending deceptive information. They occasionally did this by using diversionary tactics. For example, they might move a large number of troops and equipment, making a lot of noise and dust just to distract us from their real motives and objectives. Or they allowed us to capture one of their troops who provided erroneous information. Business and investing are rampant with deceptive information. An entrepreneur and investor must be constantly vigilant and on guard. For example, many times a financial expert will tell you something and then do the opposite. This person may go on television and say he is bullish on a stock and is buying it. This bit of information causes other people to buy the stock, driving the stock price up. Once the price is up, the person who recommended the stock sells and takes a huge profit. This is known as the pump and dump.